Hey sportsmen, welcome to Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks, and I am going to present a mystery for you. Anything you could do to help would certainly be muchly appreciated. I was talking with friend and outdoorsman Alex Burdick as he presented me with a mysterious situation.
You know, I lived in sort of like a nice neighborhood, you know, it wasn't so bad, but I would walk my dog into the woods, which was sort of close by, and a few times I would come upon these deer legs up in trees. I was like, what is this? Like, why are, you know, there's no mega predators out here. I don't think there's any witches or anything out here. Like, why are there deer legs up in these trees? Come to find out, well, I'm not even sure if this is completely the case, but what makes the most sense is that hunters would put them up in those trees to make it seem like there's predators in the area so that all the game would go back out into the woods so they could hunt them. That was kind of the running theory. Not completely sure if it's true or not, but it was just so curious because we don't have any massive predators out there in Flagstaff, and it just seems to make most sense to us.
The only thing that you would have in Flag, I would expect, I know coyotes by the cajillion. I used to hear them howling out by my place. I don't know what the wolf population would have been.
Well, the thing is how would they be able to get up into the trees? Why would they bring their prey up into trees? Wolves aren't going to do that. There might be some cougars out there, but probably not in a residential neighborhood.
Website, aginfo.net. Go to Sportsman Spotlight. If you have thoughts, please send them to us. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.